Hey, thanks for clicking the play button. My name is Charles Bosworth. Many of you know me as Boz or Charlie Prophet. This episode of the Bozcast is audio that I stripped from a video that I recorded about an experience I had at Panera. I'm a logical person, and this experience defies logic. Let's get into it. Hi everyone, Charles Bosworth here. Many of you know me as Boz. Glad to have you watching this video. And this video I have wanted to make for a couple of months now. Had an experience at Panera and want to share that with you. You can read a little bit about that on my blog at bozrocks.com. Just look up reviews and you'll find the experience in written form, although I think I'm going to get into a little bit more detail in this video than I did in the blog post itself. Before we get going, make sure that you do like this video, comment if you feel like it, if you agree, if you disagree, make sure you share it with your family, friends, and foes. Help get the word out there on whatever platform that you are watching this on. And you can also follow me on all of your favorite social media by going to boz.link. Also, I have to point out that you're going to see the glare of my notes in my glasses off of my laptop. This is something that bothers me when I watch videos. I don't like that it bothers me, but these are small little things that bother me. I hope it doesn't bother you. And if suddenly me pointing out that this exists and now you are hyper-focused on it and now it's bothering you, I profusely apologize. But at least I'm not alone anymore. All right, to get on with my experience with Panera, this experience I had at the Panera on Skybo in Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's managed by Brian with a Y, at least it was. I imagine he's still there. And I expect that Brian is a Gen Z or a millennial. He certainly is not a Gen X. Not that that really matters, but I think it speaks volumes when you look at the generations and how the different generations look at customer service and management. Now, for a while, we subscribed to the Panera Monthly Coffee Club, my wife and I. And it's a really great deal. I didn't look up what the name of it is. I was too lazy to do that before starting the video. But basically, for $10 a month, you can get a free beverage every 2 hours. That includes coffee. That includes sodas and some teas. They do have some restrictions, but all in all, it's really not a bad deal. Even if you only order once a day, it'll pay for itself after a handful of visits. Now, there's a little positive plug for Panera. All in all, Panera is not a bad restaurant chain. They have some pretty good sandwiches. I just happen to have had a bad experience at this one location, and we ended up canceling our monthly memberships and really haven't been back since. So I think that can say a lot about customer service and how managers treat their customers and how it can affect not just one restaurant, but other restaurants. Something to keep in mind as you listen to my complaint on this video. Now, I thought that in order to use this coffee club membership that you had to order your beverage through the app. Now, apparently that's not the case, and I'll get to that in just a moment, but I was under the impression that it was a requirement that you order your club membership order through the app. And when they first launched this coffee club program, you could pull into the rapid pickup parking spot and they would deliver the order to you. It was really great customer service because even if it was just a coffee that you ordered, they would bring the coffee to you. And I'd say about half the time I probably put a tip in my order because I wanted it to be worthwhile for the server to bring me just a coffee. I mean, they exited the store and came to my vehicle and handed it to me. I thought that was a really great customer service move on Panera's part. It made us feel great about being there. And, you know, sometimes we ordered more than just a coffee. And that's kind of the idea behind having this coffee club membership is that, you know, maybe you're not going to order extra all the time, but we've got you at the store, and sometimes you're going to be hungry, or sometimes you're going to want that little snack, and you will place an extra order. It's more likely that that will happen than if you're just driving by this store and you end up to another restaurant instead. So they've got you coming in. They changed that policy to require a minimum $5 order to be able to use the rapid pickup. So if you ordered less than $5, you would have to go in and get it, or theoretically use the drive-through. And that's kind of what this video is about. According to Brian with a Y, the minimum requirements apply even if you're going to use the drive-through. It's a minimum $5 order to pull through the drive-through to get your order. Even if you just aren't a club member and you pull up to the drive-through and you place a $3 order, they don't have a problem with that. But if you order through the app, it has to be a minimum $5 order, according to Brian with a Y and some managers at Panera. So here is my story and on what happened. One day I ordered my coffee through the app. It was just a coffee, and I pulled up to the drive-thru and waited a few minutes. There were three or four cars in front of me before getting up to the microphone to let them know that I was there to pick up my mobile order. And the lady said that, well, it's company policy, I have to go in to pick up my coffee. And after an exchange there, but this doesn't make sense, I asked to speak to the manager. Brian with a Y comes on and he explains the same illogical nonsense. No, it's company policy. If you order a coffee through the app, you have to come in the store to pick it up. We're not going to give it to you through the drive-thru. We're just not going to give it to you through the drive-thru. So I pulled over and I called customer service. I really felt that this was a lack of customer service. So I made my complaint because at some Paneras, the ones that value customer service, they don't do that. They'll hand you your coffee through the drive-thru. But this one specific location that I know of, there may be others, but this one specific location that I know of would not do that. And they've honored this company policy, apparently, instead of delivering good customer service. So, and I don't want to get any Paneras in trouble that do not follow that company policy, if it even exists. They don't enforce it if it exists. And I hope that they continue to do that. This is hopefully not going to get anybody in trouble where their corporate office is going to insist that policy be enforced, because when you hear this story, it's a very ridiculous company policy. So as I was talking with this manager in the customer service center, she told me that it's not company policy, that if someone only orders a coffee through the app, that you have to get out of your vehicle and go inside to get your coffee. She agreed with me that doesn't really make any sense that you would have to do that. And we had a discussion about it for 10 or 15 minutes. I asked for the regional manager to give me a call and contact me so I could speak to the regional manager about talking about training their managers. She said she recognized the regional manager's name. She'd spoken with this person before. She said she'd pass on my information to that regional manager to contact me. And she even gave me a credit for the hassle, a decent sized credit. I was really pleased. By the way, the regional manager never did contact me. I believe this person was too embarrassed or too ignorant. I don't know what it is. Can't be bothered to talk to customers because they're the regional manager. I mean, you have people out there that really, dwell on their title. Like they get thick in the head because they've been given a title and they think that they can just kind of, dictate things to people. I don't know why this manager didn't contact me. Hey, it's even possible that the lady never passed my information on. I'll allow for that possibility. But based on my conversation with her, I don't feel like that happened. I feel like this regional manager ignored me because I had a complaint about one of the stores they manage and they don't understand how to handle customer complaints. That's basically my feeling on how that happened. So a few weeks later, after this conversation with this manager at the customer service center, I tried again. I went back to the same Panera. I said, I wonder if if the policy's changed, or if maybe even if Brian with a Y is not the manager there anymore. But lo and behold, Brian with a Y was there, and he told me the policy was the same. It hadn't changed. And so we decided to have a little discussion. I pulled around to the window. I wanted to really understand his logic and his reasoning for this policy that he was implementing at his store, which he said was a corporate policy. And if it's a corporate policy, then they have some really dumb managers at their corporate office. And I'm just going to say that because this policy, it doesn't make any sense. So it boils down to this. If you order less than $5 through the app, you have to get out of your car and go in and pick it up yourself. Now, if you don't use the app, you can pull around to the drive-thru, place your order, less than $5, tell them you're a member, give them your member number, they'll credit you, and you pull around and they'll give you your beverage. You just don't order through the app. You have to go through the drive-thru. It doesn't make any sense. What's the point of having the app? What's the point of ordering ahead? You can't order ahead. You can't order ahead so that it can be possibly prepared by the time you get there, unless you want to go in and make it yourself, because that's basically what happens is when it's a coffee, you walk in, you place your order on the app, and you walk in and you make it yourself, and then you walk out and leave. I think that it's even possible to go in, make a coffee, and leave and not pay for it. But they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that side of the situation. They think that it's hunky-dory to have free coffee available to anybody that walks in their restaurant. Because I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, those servers are not paying attention to the people walking in the door, getting coffee, and walking out. They're just not paying attention. So if you pull up through the drive-thru and you only order $5, they'll hand it to you at the window. But if you order through the app, just a coffee or $5 or less, you have to get out of your car and go in and make it yourself and maybe pick up your cookie off the to-go counter. I don't know. So his logic, the manager's logic, Brian with a Y, his logic is that when you order through the app, they have to walk across to the other side of their little small kitchen to get it and bring it to the window. And then he says when you're ordering coffee through the app, they don't know what you want on it, so you have to make it yourself. But when you order coffee through the app, you tell them what you want on it. You can even order almond milk in it if you want. So when you go in to pick it up, a lot of times the coffee will already be made and it'll be sitting on the counter. Other times you go in, you have to make it yourself. Sometimes they make it for you, and it depends on the store. It depends on how busy they are, I guess. But regardless, the instructions are in the app, what you want on the coffee. So my counterpoints on this is that the store has their checkout backwards. The other stores have their drive-through and their their rapid pickup or their in-store pickup, whatever it is, to-go area in the same location, like it's in the same area. Not to be redundant, but with my words, but the drive-through and the to-go are in the same space in most of their restaurants. But this location, they've separated them for some reason. I don't know why. They're just backwards there. They don't have any logic. There's like a lack of common sense. And as I stated, when you order at the drive-up, you can say that you're here to pick up your coffee. If you order here, you're there to pick up your mobile order, they can see what you want in it, and they can make it for you. They can even ask you, what do you want in your coffee? And the argument that can be made is, well, if you go to the drive-thru and maybe they'll make two coffees. Maybe someone will see the order come through and they'll make it and they'll place it on the pickup, the pickup stand. And then you come to the drive-thru and then they make another one. But if you come to the drive-thru, they should see on the order that it's been made. So they could go and pick it up and bring it to you. Or they see that it's not been made and then they can make it. Like, it's some common sense and some logic. I know they have a flow. I know they have a workflow of how things work. And they want to argue against their own workflow, but that's how it works. So where's the logic in this argument that I can't use the app to order my coffee if I'm a member of the coffee club and that's all that I'm ordering. But if I go through the drive-thru, I can order that same coffee and use my membership and they'll hand it to me at the window. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around that logic. And I've said it several times because I want you to understand how ridiculous the logic flows from this store. And I even had a follow-up conversation. I called a customer service manager again after that second conversation and spoke with another manager. And that manager told me the first manager was wrong, that there is a corporate policy and that it needs to be enforced. Two different stories from the customer service center, and one of them doesn't make any sense. And I think you can figure out which one that is. Now, also, there's a third angle on this, is they're talking about, you know, this Brian with a Y is talking about, well, we don't know what you want in your coffee. Well, what if all I did was order a Coke? Because that's part of the beverage club, is that you can order a Coke or a tea. What if you ordered something that didn't require customer input? Why can't that just be handed to me at the drive-up window? Logic. Reason. Where is it? I'm trying to understand, and my brain hurts thinking about it. I don't get it. I tried getting the CEO's attention. I don't remember his name. I don't really care anymore. He's a moron. I tried getting his attention. He seems to be on the narcissistic side. If you look at his social media, he's really concerned about himself. He's concerned about building up his own little brand for his name. He's very self-absorbed, too self-absorbed to be bothered with customers. I think he wants to be a rock star or some kind of folk musician or something, because if you follow him, he's, you know, playing guitar and writing songs. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, it's great that he has that talent. I don't want to knock that part of it, but he's also the CEO of Panera. So while it's great that we can see that human side of him, he needs to be acting as the CEO of Panera and respond to customer complaints, or at a very minimum, pass it on to another member of the team who will address it for him. That's what happens with other complaints that I've made. I've made complaints to other companies. If the CEO can't be bothered, he passes it off to someone else. And fortunately, most of the time when that's happened to me, the person that had to help me actually helped me, and I was satisfied. So to bring this to a conclusion, you tell me if it makes any sense that you can pull up to the drive-thru and order your coffee and they'll make it and bring it to you. But it's too cumbersome for them if you, especially for this store, if you order your coffee through the app, through the coffee club, or maybe even if you ordered it through the app. I mean, maybe not even being a part of the coffee club. Maybe if all you did was order a coffee through the app, if it's less than $5, they're not going to hand it to you. They can't be bothered because they have to walk across the kitchen because they don't know what you want in it. But the app tells them what you want in it. That's part of the purpose of the app. Because if you order more than $5, they're going to make it for you and make it the way you order it. They'll know what you want in it. There's a breakdown in logic again. Breakdown in logic at Panera, at Skybo in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I don't know if there's other Paneras that have this logic breakdown. I do know that there are some Paneras that don't, and I don't really want to call them out for being so great, because I don't want some moron at Panera to call them and reprimand them for providing good customer service, because that can happen. It can really happen, because I wasn't, the regional manager never reached out to me to talk to me about what's going on, so that I could provide feedback so that he could then send it up the food chain so they could fix the problem. They don't want to fix the problem. They like having this logical breakdown because someone created this policy to save their job or to create a job for themselves. I mean, you know, it's what happens in a lot of companies. There's a lot of extra people in companies, and so in order for them to justify their existence, they make up stupid things. They make up ridiculous things just to justify their existence, and other people who don't object or just go along with it because they have to do the same thing. They have to make up some reason for their existence in the company, so they're going to go along with the other guy because they're making up crap too that doesn't make any sense, and they want the support as well. It's a vicious circle. I'm kind of droning on about this and getting a little bit off topic. So logic is becoming rare. It's a lost art in society. But you know, without logic, it's going to be difficult for us to have rule of law. Instead, what we're going to have is the, you know, rules for thee but not for me, and I can change my mind anytime I want for any reason. That's what's going to happen because there's no logic, there's no reason, there's no common sense, there's no common ground to understand some simple rules, some basic rules for living. And that's sad. That's really sad that that people will not use their God-given logic and come to the right conclusion. No, it's corporate policy. It's corporate policy. We're just going to do what corporate says because we can't think for ourselves. Not here in this store. Nope. My name's Brian with a Y, and I manage this Panera on Skybo in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Sorry, Brian. I'm sorry to pick on you so bad, but really, the logic is missing, and maybe this can help flip that switch, help you realize that you can control things a little bit better. That if you think just a little bit, you just have to think a little bit, you start to think a little bit, and then you can start thinking more and start thinking more. It's a muscle up here. It's a muscle. You have to use it. You can't just let it rot. You can't let it rot. All right. So if you like this video, give it a like. If you have any comments, if you have your own opinion, leave it in the comment area. If you want more, you like the video, you want to see more, you know, just like everything else, we want that instant gratification. We need to know what people are interested in, and just like everybody else you watch tells you to leave a comment. If you want more, let me know. Got to know what you want me to talk about. So it's the same thing here. You can follow me on all of your favorite social media platforms if you just go to boz.link, boz.link, L-I-N-K, and you'll find me there with my company, with my personal brand, and with my Boz brand, and you can follow it all. And also, if you've just kind of like click around in there, you'll find a link that will help you save some money on some things that I'm saving money on. And I share affiliate links with you there. I'll just let you know that I get a little something if you use those links. So you can help support me by using that as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bozcast. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you enjoy listening to your favorite podcasters. The Bozcast is available on most major podcast networks. Leave a comment and tell me what you enjoyed or hated about this episode. Most importantly, click share and give your family and friends something different to listen to. Remember to exercise your right to practice the golden rule and treat others the way you want to be treated in every instance and every interaction you have with others. Plant seeds of success in your mind's garden and watch your world change.
God, I hate knowing everything.
My name is Kim, and I love listening to Charlie. Bye.